Congratulations to the newly named Specialty Crop Production Proficiency winner from the state of Georgia, Landon Herring, representing the Lowndes County FFA chapter. Congratulations, Landon. Tell us a little bit about your SAE.
Well, my SAE was in the specialty crop production area where I assisted my family in growing more than 650,000 pounds of flue-cured tobacco annually. And the way flue-cured tobacco is grown is you first plant the seed or plant the plants around late April to early May, and then you have to fertilize it, you have to cultivate it. And fertilizing is where you're basically giving the plant food where and its nutrients need to grow. And the cultivating process is to get rid of the weeds. And then after fertilizing and cultivating it, you must spray it for diseases and pests and other harmful bacteria. And then the harvesting process starts, and then after it's harvested, it's then baled and then taken to a warehouse where it's distributed and then winds up in a store near you.
Landon, how did you get interested in this area?
Whenever I began my SAE, I was in the sixth grade, and my agriculture teacher told me that I had to have an SAE project in order to, as part of a grade, as a huge grade and count for a huge percentage of my class average. And I asked him if working on my family's farm could be a possible SAE that would work. And after talking to my advisor and getting a good idea of what I could do to possibly have a great SAE project, I then went home and talked about the idea with my parents and asked my father if I could basically shadow him in his job. And after having approval of that, I then returned back to school with my advisor, where he then told me, after about a year of keeping records, he said, "You have a great SAE project, and you really need to keep records for the next 6 years. And that way, 6 to 8 years, that way you can go to nationals, and this could be a really great project." And now I see that he was correct, and I'm now a national winner of my proficiency.
I would agree. I think he was correct as well. What were some of the major accomplishments throughout your SAE?
There's huge accomplishments that come with winning this type of a SAE. And, you know, it's not just the plaques or the money that or the award money that it's won along the way. It's more of the knowledge that I've gained through the past 6 years of my life working on my family's farm. And, you know, it's just farming is, I'd be an eighth generation farmer in my family if I continue this. And I plan to continue this as part of my career. So, you know, you ask what have I gained and what have I, as far as how has this SAE benefited myself? And, you know, it's just, it goes a long way more than just a simple award. So,
Landon, what's the future for yourself? And then what's the future for your project?
Well, as I previously stated, that future for myself is that I would plan to take over my family's farm alongside my brother and my cousin, and just growing this farm operation to a larger and more efficient farm. And, you know, having a great ag program and that supports the FFA and supports agriculture in the world is what I aim to do in my future.
As you mentioned before, there's probably a lot of people you'd like to thank. Is there anybody in particular you'd like to give a little shout out to?
Yes, sir. I'd really like to thank my parents. They've supported me 110% along the way. My mother, who's actually here at convention with me and has been a huge supporter of all my FFA activities. I'd like to thank my advisor the most, because if it wasn't for him and my advisors through high school and middle school, I wouldn't be here today. And I just thank them a lot for pushing me and to keep on trying.
Once again, congratulations to Landon Herring of the Lowndes County FFA chapter in Georgia for being named the winner in the Specialty Crop Production Proficiency, sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. I'm Thomas Shaw for FFA Today.